Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, dear Lord. And Lord, just thank you for allowing us all to be here this morning. Lord, just guide and direct each and every one of us and help us and guide us to make the right decisions for our county. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone out to our board meeting today and wish everybody a happy new year. Jody's going to be out today. He had some sort of accident. It was a firework. So he's not going to be here. But he's doing good as far as I know. So. Let's see. Are we doing them two vouchers?
Motion.
Motion from David.
Second
from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Constitution officer, I've seen the sheriff. You got something?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Everyone had a good Christmas. New Year brought in with favor. I'm get to it from our workshop discussion we left last on this particular topic, which will be. I'm asking for reimbursement for our funds on my debt. Is Brenda here today?
No, I'm sorry. No.
So, Ms. Brenda requested, along with the board, request for these monies and the breakdown of it. So, Ms. Rhonda got with Brenda, and they come up with a language of the work for Ms. Brenda on how we got to these funds. And these funds are broke down as follows. There was $139,614.82 in labor, $52,261.44 in equipment, $1,232.84 in materials. Those total $193,109.10. And with that total, I'm requesting on board that amount.
Does everybody remember our workshop we had on this?
Yes.
Y'all have any further questions for the sheriff on this?
And since Brenda's not here, but you did get up with Brenda and everything's good on that.
Yes, sir. From our workshop, got with Rhonda, and Rhonda got with Brenda.
Okay.
They worked this language out, these numbers out. This was the language they both agreed upon to submit to
today. I'll make a motion to get the sheriff his money.
I got a motion from Jamie to accept this from the sheriff on behalf of the county.
Sorry.
Second from David.
All in favor?
Thank you, Sheriff.
I'll bring this to you, Commissioner.
Sure.
The top copy is the original. The second copy is just a copy for our financial. We can sign it now. We'll check with you after later on today.
Yeah, we'll sign it after the meeting.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, bud. Anything else?
Anything that I can help answer for the board today?
Nope.
Thank you.
Well
covered.
Any other consults? Any other consults? Miss Katrina or Miss Sheila, are they here? Miss Kay?
I don't have anything.
Steve Copeland, I'd like to make a change on that. Just put Swanee Water and Sewer until they get a manager down there. That Barbie's office.
Yes, sir.
Greg Bailey.
Only quick update, I have 97th to open is next Tuesday.
Right,
the only thing I have.
So when they open, how long will it be till decide which one?
We will have a bid open Tuesday. We'll review the bids and then we'll present those bids to y'all at the next board.
Okay.
Jimmy, which road is that?
That's the two that we've been working on for 4
Timber.
Years. The Timber Road and then the next one, yes.
Yeah.
Right, did you get movement on yours?
He's going to update us on that.
Okay.
That's all I have on so
far. All right.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
John Lockler?
I don't have anything left to look at questions.
Miss
Cindy? Don't
have anything, just happy
to be
here. Happy to be here to you, Steve Freeman. Road Department, Mr. Hutcherson.
He's on vacation.
I seen Monk. Is he in or not? He's gone. Mr. Tim?
I don't have
that. All right, I need a motion to adjourn. Leon, your turn.
We don't have lunch.
Don't forget your birthdays tomorrow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, I think it is tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank you 20 for missing it.
The LPA meeting next week, next Thursday, you'll have those two applications right there that you see, and that's for the development down at Gina. You also have 13 RV special exceptions on there. The House Bill 267 takes effect today. If you hear anybody talking about that, they wrote some new legislation into effect to reduce time frames for building department applications and to include private providers. It's always supposed to deal with. But if you hear anything about that, we're on top of it. And, we'll address it as it comes up.
I got something. I actually talked to someone about this, and I'm sorry, I should have already spoke to you about this, but on these special exceptions, and I'm going to say, I'm going to use Swanee for an example. I'm sure David's going to run into this down there in Gina also, but if we do the RV special exception, that was, and Horseshoe's probably going to run into it also, to me, if they're going to utilize their property for that, I'm okay with it. But if they're going to sell their property and just use the RV special exception because they can blow it through during this, I'd have some issues there.
So, as I
know you don't know that Daniel's going to sell this piece of property, but if there's some stuff out there that we catch wind of this, and I do know one, so, and that's what turned the light on for me. Is there a way that we could go there and with these exceptions?
Word it.
Or not?
Is there a way in the law that we can do that?
The way I understand it, the special exception runs with the property number.
With a partial number.
Right. So I will do some further research, but I believe because it's tied to the property, that the only way we have is like this renewable, where it has to be renewed each year. But if you renew yours, it's good for a year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to be caught in that. I mean, I'm willing to look and see because I understand I can appreciate where we're at because we are going to have a lot of this. I think we're looking at.
I think what you run into is how many previous properties have sold with it and it's transferred with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be what gets you in the legal side of things.
But if they're not paid and they sell, then can we analyze it that way?
Yes. Definitely do that.
Shut it down.
Years, can we?
Well, I can
here's the thing as far as, I was going to bring it up at my turn, but I would like to get permission from the county to move forward. We talked about attaching it as an ad valorem tax.
Yeah.
Put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
That way we are assured of getting that money each year. If they are, we either, you know, revoke it. But we've got to do one of the two.
Yeah.
You know, because as it stands right now, you pay one time. You sell your property. I might not even know it, but it's still running.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got it
because
it's attached to my property, and I'm not paying for it
as a
buyer.
Well,
if we attach it as ad valorem, then it will get collected each year, so it's going to stay active, you know, into perpetuity, basically.
Well, also, what's turned the light on is, for me, is we actually done a piece of property out there. It's in my district. It's out there off 19, and Leon, you'll know what I'm talking about. It was a storage unit, an RV campground, and a trailer park for people to rent stuff. And they had nice plans. I mean, really, they did. And they sold me on it. And so I went and looked at it all and talked to the man. And lo and behold, Leon went through the whole process, run the gauntlet with it. The board approved it. As soon as it got approved, there's a damn full sale sign out there. He's enhanced that property and done nothing but spent. He probably enhanced the property by $50,000 and spent $5,000. I mean, I'll trade.
We addressed that with the solar farm ordinance to prevent activities like that from securing zoning and then not going through with the construction of it. If you go back and review the solar farm ordinance, we gave them a 24-month time frame.
I think honestly, even with the RV stuff, I think you could loop something in there along them lines also, just because, and we actually changed, if I'm not mistaken, I think there was even a zoning change from to commercial out there. So it's kind of, I'm all for people making money. I'm for that. I know that's the name of the game, but still, I don't like the idea of that. I just think that's kind of underhanded, and I hate to say it that way. Wait a minute, it's smoke and mirrors, because I remember reading that in a thing about somebody said something in our board meeting. So I just don't want the smoke and mirrors. So if there's something we can do there between y'all two, look at that. It's just kind of underhanded to me.
So we have two different meetings on the special exception, the LPA meeting and the board meeting. Every one of the board meetings will be a nighttime meetings. LPA meetings will alternate, between an a.m. and a p.m. The room for allegations to be made during those meetings, plenty of opportunity there. A lot of times we don't get that, called into us. Sometimes we do, but there was one in Swanee where the owner openly admitted that they were going to rent it out, and it got denied. But as far as trying to secure that and then to sell the property,
I still think it should fall some, like you was talking about with a solar farm, some sort of activity, something other than just hey, we're adding value to our property. We walked through the process for $600 and now we've added $3,000 worth of value to it. There's got to be something there.
Yeah. So that $600 that you're talking about, that's going to have to change. After sitting down this year and going through finance and realizing the shortfalls, it's going to have to be brought up. Now, I know it's a conversation nobody really wants to have, but it's inevitable.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to let you know, they're actually advertising on Willow on site stating that each of the property for sale has special exemptions.
Right. I've seen that also. Yes, Ms. Barber.
Well, I was just hoping, as far as the raising of the fee, you just now touched on it, that, it does have to happen, and hopefully that would curtail a lot of our problems.
Well, I know, Horseshoe, and I ain't here to throw Mr. JD under, but I know they're evaluating some stuff down there also on the same line, right, Mr. JD?
Yep.
So it's going to be a different way of doing business, and it's a new year, new management team in our county world, and so we got a lot of changes coming up this year.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
If we did get it added to the taxes, and it got sold, and the new property owner did not want to have that special exception, can they drop it?
Yes, just don't renew it.
But if it's on their taxes,
they could do that prior, but they could also not pay it, and then we're going to drop it. I mean, there's two ways. If they don't renew the special exception,
she's saying once it's put on the tax.
I see what she's saying.
Yeah.
She's saying it's part of their taxes.
If they don't pay it, then their taxes are delinquent.
Right. Yeah, that's what she's saying.
It's going to automatically be on their taxes. They would have to come in and do an assessment.
Change.
But wait a minute now. That to me is, there's got to be some bookkeeping on our end to say, hey, JD didn't pay his exception. So how do we know that it's not renewed?
Yeah, I
want to
go to the tax deed sale.
Yeah. Can you buy our house for what they owe
taxes? Tax deed sales is every 3 years. So is this process any better than what we had before?
Yeah.
Because honestly, in 3 years' time, if you don't renew this exception, all you got to do is go back and catch it all up, and then you have your RV special exception.
I know one thing. Be a perfect situation, but having it on their tax bill, we're guaranteed
makes them pay it.
But also,
now here's the only thing that I bring up is, we know for a fact that there's been non-permitted structures built underneath the disguise of RV special exceptions. And so everybody has to understand what the property appraiser site does and what the building and zoning department does is two different departments, two different entities. They're there for Department of Revenue. So if they go out there and see a structure, they tag the structure. And a lot of times if people pull the permit card, it says RV special exception. That's what it says in our book. But then when they look at the property card, they go, oh, no, I've got a 2005, you know, cabin. Well, no, you don't. You have a non-permitted structure.
Mm.
And so when they come in to want that removed, that's going to open the door for a whole other ballgame. But we'll address each one case by case.
That's about the only way to handle it, honestly. But I just think that, there's got to be a way to, number one, if they're attaching this just to add value to their property, which is very smart on their end, but it's very not too smart on our end to allow that to happen.
There is a way of fixing it. We can stop doing them.
Yeah, I knew.
Can't even make a motion, and I'd make that one.
Yeah, but also you got to remember this too. Now, the average vacant piece of property in our county is $34 a year.
Yeah.
And with the RV special exception, providing it's done correctly, is $610.
$310.
No,
$610 with a
$610.
You're up.
I know I am. So anyway, there's I do like the idea of the property appraiser doing it, but I also would think there's got to be something that's saying, hey, Daniel didn't pay his exception, and then legally it's going to get into, well, it should have been null and void the first year, and now here you are selling this piece of property 3 years later, and you're still taxing me for 2 years on something that's null and void.
Mm-hmm.
The only good thing about that is we collect the full amount when they catch it up.
Right.
At 2 years.
True. Yeah, there is. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to also remind you all that on the coastal properties, a lot of people, not only is it their home, the only way they can afford it, but they would prefer having something they can lose than live with something being destroyed. So they're not...
And as do we.
Yeah. But there's a good
There's a great, and that's what I just said, you know, the $34 versus the $610. Yes, you're right.
Absolutely nothing.
There's a lot of people that cannot overcome and build a new house because they're elderly. They're going to have to stay in that for the rest of their lives.
You got anything for Leon, anybody? Leon, you have anything else? Well, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Leon, everything you do for us.
What about these ordinances, Leon?
Those are coming up at every meeting.
That was just the informational.
Scott Fendoves. No, I'm good.
So, the only thing I have for you guys is a request for some direction. So, Swine Water and Sewer is not a department of the board, it's just a subsidiary. So how do y'all want me to handle them requesting IT support?
Well, we want to help them.
Billing wise is what you're talking about, Scott.
How are we going to build them? How are we going to take
them? Yeah, we're going to build them. But what's your... They need to come up with a, yeah, we're going to bill them because they bill us for water.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I'm asking. I want to know the whole ins and outs of that and figure out, because they've reached out to me and asked for a list of things. And I helped Steve in the past, but it was just basically advice. Yeah. I didn't actually go down there and actually build anything. He did all the work just based on my advice.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's gone.
Come up with a cost structure, Scott, if you will. Present it to us, and then we'll actually present it to them. And tell them this is what it's going to cost. It's the cost of doing business.
I can tell you it's $80 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
That's the whole. But I can do an official.
Yeah, do something on a letterhead and blah, 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 and present it to us, and then we'll hash it out, and me and you will go down there and present it to their board.
Depending on what they've got. Yeah, and information going in out here, all y'all, but they also have to follow the procurement rules and stuff.
Yep.
I had one call about them not following procurement
So we'll make sure to remind everybody.
Just like the county, they have to follow that statute that we have to follow.
They fall under all the same sunshine laws and everything.
So I think they got a new attorney down there now. I'm thinking it's going to be
I heard that, but I had not heard any advertisement.
I haven't either.
I heard that's one of the complaints I got brought in.
Yeah.
They hired an attorney without going through procedures, and that they're doing some other things that sunshine.
Yeah.
Just for the board's information, being they do fall under our supervision, I know Mark is the spokesperson, or, you know, the one that watches that, but all of y'all might.
They're supposed to be advertising. They had an attorney quit, mm-hmm. so they hired him on interim, and from what I understand, but I will follow up with it also. But they're supposed to be advertising.
Like I say, I just want to make sure we
if not,
demonstrate as we can, because that comes back to us as the oversight.
Mm-hmm. I bring this up. I had the conversation with Steve. Steve asked me about some stuff that he wanted to bring their email system underneath our system. And I said, look, dude, you're not an apartment of the county. You're just a subsidiary. You do your own thing. You don't take any tax revenue from us, so I can't bring you underneath our stuff, because that's going to open up a lot of can of worms. And there's a lot of stuff that they need. They need a person dedicated to them is what they need. Somebody to really revamp that whole system down there and bring it into compliance with state statute, because I don't think it did. But it's going
to... Let's get ahead of it.
Is it going to require enough out of you that you'll have time to do both?
I don't know yet. It's going to be difficult, just mainly because of where it's at. But it's going to take some time. And if we get into that billing process part, we need to start looking at. And we've talked about this before about getting into a scenario where I bring somebody underneath me as another person to help me with all the different fingers that I get involved in. I'm actually working on some stuff that I'm going to bring to y'all probably in the next few months anyways. This class that I'm taking, I have to do a capstone project for that class, and that capstone project is to show the proof in the pudding where, you know, that stuff is needed. There's some stuff that we don't do, and we can do better on our side just because I'm only one man. What happens if I leave? What happens if I get hurt? You know, what if?
Yeah. Get us some stuff gathered up,
yeah.
We will.
Okay.
We do need to get ahead of that.
Yes,
was you thinking of hiring somebody full-time or just as needed basis?
So, in that capstone project, I've laid out two different options. And like I said, we can go over whenever I present that entire thing to you, but I've got some different ideas on how to tackle that in a better efficient way. There's some different avenues I've laid out in that plan about that. Well, like I said, I'll present that to y'all at a different time.
Okay.
I'll talk to you after meeting.
Okay.
I have an idea too.
Y'all have anything else?
No, I'm good. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Darren's on here. Scott, what you got, bud?
Informational items. On Saturday morning, one of our ambulances were involved in an accident. The insurance has been sent over to insurance, waiting on the adjuster to look at that vehicle. The crew members are fine. The patient was fine. Now they're all trained. The patient was transported over to over to Gainesville via Apache County Med 80, along with the individual that our ambulance was involved with. So other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, then Scott.
Yeah. You said you think the ambulance is going to be repairable?
That I do not know. Both airbags deployed and the windshield was busted, so I don't know if it's going to be up to the insurance company on that side. Our fleet mechanic Ott says that he wanted to take it last week to the body shop to start working on it, but I told him to hold off till we get some from insurance due to the airbag deployment. Good news is we did get confirmation back from the Ford that we bought out in Texas. It went to Ocala to get stripes. It's ready to be picked up. So either today or tomorrow, or first of the week, it'll be picked up and we'll get that put into service. So you'll see another, you'll see a Ford running around with the new stripe scheme.
And all extended cab.
And it's an extended cab on that size. So you'll see a new truck, not a new truck, but a new to us truck running around the county here shortly. So hopefully by the end of this month, middle of next, we'll get the one back from in Texas, the new remount. So that truck will be back up and going.
Scott, that was the COVID ambulance.
Yes, that was the Chevrolet.
If you take that bed and put it on another chassis, would it still be considered the COVID ambulance or not? I mean,
no, sir.
What was so special about it? And I know it had UV lights.
It had UV, and we bought it with COVID money.
But with the process, would it still?
Yeah, all of our trucks now have the UV lighting in it and the and everything to that. So all of our trucks match that vehicle now.
Okay.
So, but the reason why it was called the COVID truck is it was bought with COVID funds, and it was the new prototype UV lighting and the air filtration system during COVID.
I just didn't want to lose that status of it also.
No, it will not. The only thing that will change is the actual
chassis.
It will go back to a Dodge chassis.
Okay.
So.
Y'all got anything else? I have one thing if
y'all
don't.
Thank you for helping with
the I got that text from you yesterday.
We'll work on
that. If not this week, first and next.
Thank you much. Did not realize you was on vacation last week when I texted, or this past week whenever I texted you. My weeks are running together, but appreciate you answering me on vacation.
Just to reiterate on that, I spoke with Lola, who was our DOT rep, and spoke with her this morning. And she says they will be back up in the area tomorrow, being the 3rd, and start picking up. Where they're going to start, I don't know. I know we've got a request in to her to have a face-to-face meeting with me, John, Roy, and Darren, and all of DOT and the contractor the second week, actually the 3rd week in January sometime.
We might have you a little help also on that. Side of it also, and John knows about it. He'll get with you on that.
Okay.
Anything else? Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Ms. Gail?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember about a month ago we talked about the D-track, the showers, and the laundry mat.
Wasn't it?
People
first.
Are still using them at D-track. I know we were going to go another 30 days, but we still.
That in the 30-day timeline, when that's up itself.
So what day was that?
I think it's the 6th or the 7th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember right off the top of my head, but I'll go back through and look. It's the 6th or 7th.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
The same as one?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
They have been a big help.
Yes, they have been. Ms. Gail, you have anything?
I don't have anything specifically. As far as patients and whatnot for the program, but each of you do have a defined letter of what my program does and what I do for the county. The only thing I did not mention in this letter is that participating hospitals, Shands is our primary one. North Florida right now is a participating hospital. At some point, they can drop out of the loop. So whenever the application comes in, up in the corner, it has where the hospital, or down at the bottom, rather, the hospital that they visited when they were taken in. So then you go to the list and make sure it's participating as to get paperwork taken care of.
Okay.
So North Florida and Shands right now, but there is, you know, they, sometimes you get Lake City, you get Orange Park, Jacksonville, you get them down south. You know, so it's just according to how long they stay on the participating hospital list.
Okay.
Gail, I have a question along that line. For our ambulances, when they're transporting patients, they're filling this out once they get to the hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
So our ambulances, Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's first hospital, correct, unless it's non-life-threatening?
Patient choice. Yes. If it's life-threatening, it's the first hospital. The first receiving facility, at a receiving facility, I should say, and then it's patient's choice.
So if I'm indigent, if I don't request Shands, likely I'll end up at North Florida.
Yes.
If they drop out, then the county's going to be on the hook or not. How is that going to work for the patient and for the county?
Well, if it's not a participating hospital, then of course the patient will become liable responsibility for the bill. And then if they choose not to pay the bill, then
but the county,
if it's not participating, I believe the county is not, you know, they may be liable, or the patient has to pay the ambulance fee, of course, regardless of where they go, because my program does not cover that.
That's what I was wondering.
It's only the hospital bill. We do have up to 45 days. Say the patient was to go into the hospital, they come out, there's a complication or something going on with the first visit that they have to go back, then anything up to 45 days can be covered for that particular incident, as long as it's connected to the first trip.
But none of the ambulance is covered?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So that doesn't change?
That's what I wanted to
know. Yep. Okay. That was kind of my question. In a nutshell there. Y'all have anything else for Ms. Gill?
Thank you, Ms. Gill.
Thank you.
Ms. Holly?
She's on vacation.
Angie?
Just that our Austin financial cards for our FSA have been mailed to employees.
Oh, they have been?
They have been.
Okay, good.
Angie, are those existing accounts that we have going to be closed out, or is it our responsibility to close them?
It's our responsibility to close those out. You can keep them open and put money in them yourself and use them.
As just savings?
No, as a HSA. You can keep putting money in it yourself and continue to use it as your personal account. But these are flex spending accounts for medical purposes only. They can be used for any family member. They can be used for over-the-counter things. Just medical only.
And if we don't close them out, we're going to get a no activity statement and be charged.
If you have a zero balance, they're going to close them out.
They'll close them out
automatically. Yeah. Zero balance, they'll close them out automatically.
The bank will.
If they have money left in it, what do they do with that?
It's yours.
It's yours.
On your account.
Write a check and close it up.
No, they was asking me about like the other day. What I took in mine, I transferred it to my second account.
But, Tim, they don't lose their money if that's...
Yeah.
It's their account.
It's your account.
It's your money.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't lose their money.
That's why I was on their account. They were asking me...
The flex cards now, Tim, they will, and that's probably what got them confused. The cards that she mailed out, if you don't use the money on it, it comes back to the county.
Okay. Money's not going on those HSA C-code cards. Okay. These are separate cards from Optum Financial.
Okay.
The Seacoast account was the personal account, so any money in it belongs to the employee or whoever it is.
The account holder.
But the Optimum cards that she's sending out now, that's the one, and they're probably getting them confused would be my guess.
Yes,
because they do operate differently. One is yours, one is, you know, if you don't use it, money comes back.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Also, can I say something?
Yes.
You can go to Seacoast and change that HSA to a regular savings account if you want to do that. So that way you're not tagged through the IRS for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've done that.
Sounds good. John?
All right. First item I have is to request board approval to accept the FHFC, Florida Housing Finance Corporation funds, Hicks County, amount of $117,000 for the 2024 hurricanes to assist homeowners with roof replacement. This allocation is managed by the Swan River Economic Council SHIP program.
Motion. A motion from David, second from Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Second thing is I request board approval of the SHIP program sub-recipient agreement language revision to include Fred Fox Enterprising as the housing construction manager to administer the demo/rehab projects for Dix County HHRP Hurricane Housing Recovery Program managed by Swanee River Economic Council.
Motion from David.
Second
from Daniel. Let's discuss that. That Fred Fox Enterprise, if y'all remember, that's the Helene. Is that the first? Or IDEA, I'm sorry. That's for IDEA. It has nothing to do with the Helene. Right. I just want information put out there that this is for Idalia. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, the third one I have is to request board approval of the ship rehab reimbursement for Carrie Osteen in the amount of $24,655.
Motion.
Motion from Jamie.
Second.
Second from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Number four, request board approval of the local workforce development area 26, LWDA 26, formerly known as Career Source North Central Florida, in a local agreement between Alachua, Bradford, Columbia, Gilchrist, Dixie, and Union Counties.
Motion.
Motion from David.
Second.
Second from Jamie. Any discussion?
The only thing that I had on this, I spoke with the woman that's over this right now, and I think it's gonna work out real well. It's gonna be bigger and better for us small counties. She's gonna try to have our office somewhere around here and get Gilchrist County one, but they were operating off ours and old towns. So.
Right. And the even up the vote count, yes, this one, yes, even up the vote count that we had such a heartburn with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've done away with one of the boards, so it's just one board now.
There's a lady by the name of Miss Phyllis Marty.
We met with the CEO.
Yeah. She's going to be at the next board meeting to make the presentation.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Number five, request board approval of the Locklear 2 Amendment number 2 for 22 FRP81. Dixie County Airport Prison Flood Abatement to include Attachment 8B requirements for compliance with SLFRF.
Motion.
Motion for David.
Second.
Second from Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Number six, request board approval of the Passero TWO 2418 to update the airport DBE Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Plan for the new rule requirements.
Motion.
Motion for Jamie.
Second.
Second, David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, and the last one is request board approval to renew the mosquito control director agreement with Mr. Matt Welding for 6 months in the amount of $1,200 per month.
Motion.
Motion for Jamie. Second from David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Informational items. Going to be having the Rural County Days Network reception will be on Wednesday, March 19th at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Dunlop Champion West Stadium. There's a $35 fee per ticket paid in advance. Would any of the commissioners like to attend this event? Question number one. Question number two, being it's the night before the actual event on Thursday, do any of y'all want to go and us reserve rooms?
I do. That's a very good program.
About that.
Yeah, that's a very good program. Rural County Days participated in under Ms. Kay and Karen, and it gives a lot of name recognition for Dixie County. And
good networking.
Good, very good networking. Yes, ma'am?
Our Senator Corey Simon is hosting the reception the night before, so it would be good for all of y'all to actually go if you'd like to.
I'm going, but I have to stop back out to get work.
So you don't want to spend the night, James?
I'll get back with you on it. I know I'm going, but I don't know if I'm going to spend the night. I might ride back with David.
I need to leave over
there. All right, I'm not staying the night. I'm coming around back.
Get back with her. Is that right, Jamie?
He don't even stay with you, Mark.
And hey, Mark. Afternoon. Too bad.
Sweet.
Too bad.
You sure you reserve a room for Jody? He don't need to be driving.
Six.
Yeah. You have a commission meeting.
What's that commissioner meeting that Thursday?
Jody, better be here to chair.
At night?
Yeah, it's a night meeting.
I'm riding back with David.
We won't have a quorum, though, if everybody's at this reception. We won't need
this is the morning meeting and...
Yeah. Just move. We'll look at.
It's Wednesday night. Is the reception?
Okay. So if we left at 2, we could get back. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay. So the reception is
the 19th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we'll be back by 10. Not in Leon County Jail. We can just do a Zoom meeting.
10 to 2, we can be home.
Yeah, y'all go ahead with that one.
March.
Yeah,
so this over at
2
on Thursday.
Yeah, okay. Plenty of time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hadn't been going back in the email.
Yes, ma'am.
I did want to let you all know that we will have, if the county will have a tent set up there along with the other counties. Last year I was unable to attend, but Karen attended, and it has become quite a large networking event. Most of the counties have most of their commissioners at the networking event the next day, even more so than the reception. So
we get that one too.
Yeah, so I encourage all of you all to.
We done peanuts last year. I think Sanchez sent some sample peanuts, and I don't know what all we done last year, but we done peanuts last year.
Last year we gave out peanuts. Apparently, all the counties have gotten pretty big and making it a major event to show off things that they have in their county. So we'll be having a meeting to.
It'd be a good time to talk about our coastline or have something there for our coastline. So destructed right now and destroyed right now. Okay. Something that will enhance our coastline and something that our county's proud of.
So we'll be pretty much in charge of that.
We'll be
emphasizing the shellfish trail along the coastline.
Yep. All right.
I'm going to write that with you.
Whatever. Who?
Little scallop bag.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. We'll do that in little pieces of two before.
Nails and hurricane clips and everything else.
Yeah. Hot water heater parts.
So I've got Daniel, Mark, Jody, and Shana. And of course, Roy and John.
Okay. Anything else, Sean?
I just want to inform you all that Northeast 82nd Avenue and Northeast 592nd Street has been awarded to the contractor. We're waiting on them. They just finished the airport runway 422. It's been repaved. They're now in there doing the drainage system for the Stormwater Task Force. Does that airport prison canal. And they got into a situation on 82nd. They didn't realize there was much clearing and grubbing. So they're hopefully going to get started on that next week. But we should see some progress now that the airport's done.
And that's Chafis.
Yes, sir. Well, 82nd South Chairs, and then 592, of course, is Chairs.
All
right. So it will be done shortly.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I have, unless y'all have anything for me.
Y'all got anything for John?
Nope.
Thank you, John. Ms. Chana?
Like I said, I did want to kind of two things here. One we briefly touched on was the ad valorem amendments to the taxes. I've kind of gathered that y'all would like to kind of proceed along that line. But I do know that we need to... I need to get moving on that if that's what we want to do, because it's time frames and stuff that we need to get it done, especially if we want it. And I won't even swear we can get it on this year, but maybe next year's before we can get it on. That's one of the things I need to do.
You want us to vote on it?
I'm going to work on it, and I'll bring it back for y'all. Okay. I did want to touch bases and make sure before I put effort into it that we did want to go that route. Now, that technically, if we... add it to the taxes, that would also, y'all correct me if anybody knows any difference, but I believe it would include Horseshoe and Cross City, because they fall under us. You know, of course, then they get their portion out. But
need to look at that on their special exceptions. I don't know how that falls, J.D., or Leon might know that answer. How
it would be something.
Because they do approve theirs.
Right. They don't pay a renewal.
They would have to just determine that at their meeting, but to do that, yeah. Have it added to the tax roll as their own entity.
The list that we would turn over to the county would only be for the unincorporated
area. Okay, and that's fine. I just wanted to make sure, because I know when you send out the tax rolls, you know, Horseshoe and Cross City also go out with tax rolls.
But correct me if I'm wrong, that'll fall under the non-adverum.
Yes, and I keep saying the wrong one, but it is non-adverum.
Kurt, how do y'all... seeing that you're a city councilman here, how, do y'all do a renewal? Do y'all do them, or what do y'all do?
Well, we'll renew them for you. We'll collect the money.
Y'all don't really have a process, honestly, do you?
No.
Okay. Glad you come.
Nothing in them.
Anything else, Ms. Tanner?
The other issue, I've got 5 trailers left. I've not given them out. I want to do that hopefully tomorrow if people are in contact. If y'all have anybody because it was one per, is what we kind of decided. So if you hadn't, let me know who you want on yours. If you want to let me know today, that would be super.
Yeah.
I'll call them. If you don't, then I'm going to go to the next one on the list. And
so, I did mine, didn't I?
You did.
Okay.
I got one thing. Can I say something?
Yeah.
We had a couple in Old Town, I mean, First District, Triple County Farms, had a sinkhole fall up under their house.
That's just
this is a state of emergency we're still in. Is there any way we might could possibly look into loaning them one or whatever? I mean, half their house is in a sinkhole.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I don't know if we can or can't, but I sure would like to try to entertain.
Well, has Joe gave you his pick yet, Miss Chana?
He has not.
Well, then there you go. There you go. Yeah, we'll make it for him.
Can we
just loan it to them?
That's going to be her because this is a completely different
deal.
Yeah. That's the problem we're running into.
At least we could try.
Yeah.
And I haven't been approached or anything. It's just something I thought of. Maybe we could just try. Make a stand.
It's a completely different program. Y'all got to remember that. It's kind of like taking grant money and putting it over on another project.
And that's what I'm jail. Afraid the answer is going to be.
The camper trailer that... But it's in, I believe, Illinois. They're trying to get a hauling service to get it down here for them. So, and unfortunately, I don't think you can mix the apples and oranges together.
Just one bass.
On that notion.
And that's one of the problems I think we've run into, you know, as far as we have had some issues come up with people that's in post-hurricane. These are hurricane kind of related.
Yeah.
Granted, we've got some that mold has developed due to damage from the hurricane, and that kind of ties it back to the hurricane. We're okay. But I think that's far enough, you know, if we could tie the sinkhole to the hurricane, that'd be great, but I don't think we can.
No.
I just wanted to ask that way.
Anything else, Ms. Chana?
That's where I was at, but I wanted to just make y'all aware of that. I'm going today. I've still not received any additional titles, so that y'all know I've still just got the first initial little grouping. I say that I did get 10, and 5 of those I'm hoping is the 5 that's still out there because I don't collect the bins until I hand them out. But that's all the titles I've got. I'm working with our housing person to try to find where these other titles are, so we're short quite a few titles. So when your people call you, I know some of y'all are getting these calls, my apologies. It's a work in progress. They give out so many trailers statewide that my 100 titles that I'm dealing with is headache, but I can only imagine how much Katie's dealing with the hundreds that she's give out trying to find it, the titles to these trailers. I know we've got one that belongs to Taylor. Taylor's got one that belongs to us. We've got one that's owed to Lafayette. And I can assure that there's plenty more of that throughout the state.
Well, they accept the it's a work in progress.
It is a work in progress.
They accept that answer because that's what I give them.
Yeah. And we are trying. Like I say, these last 5 will wrap up at least that's the end. And then everything from there is kind of like anything else, clean up, get it done. We are in the process thereof. So hopefully some of them will start getting it, which will increase your calls, I'm sure, because when Joe gets his title and I don't get mine, I'm going to wonder where mine's at. So just heads up on that. Other than that, gentlemen, that's what I've got for today.
Y'all have anything for Ms. Chana?
No. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Chana.
Ms. Myrna, the clerk's office have anything?
No, sir, unless you have something for us.
No, ma'am. Y'all got anything for
Ms. Myrna? Have you heard anything back on 30?
Have not.
I'll call her.
She hasn't. The last thing she wanted me to do was check on the signature cards for Seacoast Bank. Those are supposed to be ready at 3 p.m. today. So, but Mr. Jody's not here anyhow, so that's okay. But other than that, she has not let me know anything.
I know I had to sign Capital City also. Do I need to sign them as vice chair?
You will, sir, when they're ready. Yes, sir.
Just call me and let me know.
I will.
By.
Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all have anything
just
else?
Just seeing your prayers for
yes,
you, please.
That's definitely.
Daniel?
Only thing I got is happy birthday, Leon.
Hope everybody had a good year. Y'all over. I got to brag on Mr. Johnson. I went to the dump at 9 a.m., the pole gap, which is our biggest mess most of the time, at 9 a.m. the morning after Christmas, and it was absolutely no trash on the ground, and all the dumpsters were emptied. Good job.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
David?
Yes, Tim, I want to thank you. I know you catch it from two ways with me, and I really appreciate it at work and on the thing. I appreciate everything you do. You're doing a great, wonderful job.
Ms. Sandy, you've answered what I was going to ask about the tiles and stuff, and I appreciate you calling me on your holiday. I appreciate it.
And John?
I appreciate you just thinking on people.
On those RVs, the ones if we have any we do
not use, do we have to return them back to the state, or can we keep them for emergency?
Mm-hmm.
Back
to the state.
As it stands right now, they belong to Dixie County.
Yeah. Okay.
We talked about this here a while back, that we didn't want to get into trailer business, because if we do that, it's going to be a headache. And I know pretty much where this is going, and I can see where it could be an avenue. But I also know how people, I've been to places that these people take care of, they don't take care of, let's just say that way. So if you loaned it out,
let's don't do that.
Likelihood of getting it back in a usable condition, I would put very, very low, and then the county's going to be in the rehab.
We can get rid of them. I didn't know. There's plenty of
people. Yeah, I've got plenty of people still qualified. Matter of fact, we got plenty still qualified that we're not going to be able to help.
Yeah.
Mr. Harris, you heard anybody else that they need one? I've went everywhere, except for the ones
I can help you.
Somebody's got them told he'd use
them. I know.
They were just parked sitting there. Nobody's even using them.
Anything else, David?
I'm good.
Jamie?
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy birthday, Mr. Leon. And Mr. Tim, wonderful job. Yes, yes. And Mr. John, good job.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Miss Martha, for keeping our guys straight.
And us too.
Thank you, Mr. Roy Bass. You're doing a good job keeping John straight. Hey.
We all
love Mr. Scott, wonderful job. Thank you. All our employees is doing a great job. So just thank everybody.
That's
it.
I'm going to kind of reiterate what I said the last board meeting. New year. Everybody says new year, new me. I've got some things that I'm going to get better at. And most times it's chocolate. I'm not going to get no better at eating chocolate because I'm going to continue eating chocolate. The one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get better, and I told John this kind of a joke and Roy a little bit, Miss Martha, is I'm going to get better at emails. That's my weak spot. If I text someone, they send me an email, I think they ain't responded, and that's my fault. So I'm going to get better at county emails. So with that, when y'all email me, I'm going to start replying to you. The other thing is we're in a major rehab for our county at the end of the day with our storms back-to-back, with our new staffing in our county manager's office. I've been here for a little while now, and this is probably the most excited I've been with a green county manager, a green assistant county manager, and a what's yellow? Yellow. Because yellow and blue makes green. So I'm not going to say she's green, but she does a good job for us up there. And I'm looking forward to this coming up year. There's going to be a lot of changes in our policy and the way we do things. There's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be some growing pains. I just asked for our management staff and our department heads on the management staff, I just ask for, just some patience and adaptability, and let's all work together. At the end of the day, professionally, we got one job to do, and that's to serve our citizens. And our citizens is our cash flow to this business. and we want to treat them just as equally and fairly as possible. And we can't never forget that. Might not all agree all the time, but at the end of the day, when we drop the gavel, that meeting's over with. Move on. And don't get hung up on hard feelings, because hard feelings is going to hurt our citizens. So with that being said, I wish everyone a happy new year. Leon, a happy birthday. Tim, I do got to echo what they said. I went to 55A. 55A looked good. I do know that we have a compactor out there that we bought last year. We need to get that thing up and running. John, Roy, and Ms. Martha, y'all work with Tim on getting that compactor wherever he wants to put it. You know, I prefer 55A because that's my district, but if it serves better, wherever, you do that. And we talked about some hours at our roll-off sites. You know, we're looking at some changes. So y'all get, pull your belt tight. It's going to be a tight year. It's going to be a real tight year. We've got another holiday coming up. Martin Luther King Day is coming up the 20th, I believe. So we got that too. Another day off we got to look at there. Productivity with our guys and gals in the field. So y'all just get ready. And remember, every decision we make up here, whether it sounds good, but it's got to physically and financially make sense. It's just the way it is. It's going to be one of our tightest years, but our most exciting year that I'm willing to serve and wanting to serve, and can't wait to see how it works out. So with all that being said, y'all keep Jody in your prayers. Please do not send him any fireworks for birthdays, period. Y'all snakes, dogs, or alligators or nothing else. But keep him in your prayers. Hopefully he's doing good. And y'all just get ready for some changes. I'm telling you, everybody preaches change, and you don't have to change this board to get change, but this board's got to be willing to change.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, this is going to be an exciting year. Just because we've done it this way for 20 years or 30 years or 100 years don't necessarily mean it's going to work next week. So I encourage everyone to work together, and let's have a good tight fiscal financial year. Mind your P's and Q's and your dollars and your pennies, and remember, nickels adds up to dimes, and dimes adds up to dollars. Every one of them counts. So, that being said, that's all I got. We got public comments and concerns. Mr. JD, you have something
for us? I'm good.
Kurt, do you have anything for the city?
And y'all might have already touched base on it. Remember, January 15th is our county and city workshop.
Yes.
Stay at 5 o'clock.
Yes, that's something, John, you need to get, and Ms. Marshall. I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot about that.
I apologize. It wasn't on the manager's report, but I already have stuff.
That was at 5, Kurt?
5.
It's going to be at our office.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
It's at our office.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Kurt. Yes, ma'am?
Are they still doing the pickup for debris?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Something about
yes, ma'am.
Yes. 31st.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sent them to get some
gas. There's a lot of people here, I thought.
Yeah, it's sent them to get some gas poured on it. So I had a call with Paul Simon. He called me just before this meeting. As a matter of fact, I was sitting here and John listened into the conversation. So with what Scott's been doing with FDOT and maybe a little bit more influence. But I think I'm going to say this on our end. Every time I've made a Suwannee, hey, we need this picked up, Scott's done his part.
Mm-hmm.
All he can do is give it to FDOT, and I've read some of the text messages that he's got back. He's doing what he's supposed to do. So we're going to give him some help on that and give our citizens some help on that. Anything else from anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way we can advertise or something to get more people to use the trash compact? The full gap, all the dumpsters were full. It's criminal.
That's going to be a training process, honestly, and not just for us, but for the citizens also. And I think Tim and them is going to is going to work on that. We're going to have, hopefully we'll have another one running within the next few months. So we it's just a training process. It's kind of like what I just said a while ago. Just because we've done it this way for 20 years don't necessarily mean it's going to stay that way. So it's just a training process. Yes, ma'am.
I've only had 5 people respond to the county meeting, and you're one that has not, and it's in your email.
It's in my email. I told y'all I've got to get better. But luckily, some people know that I'm very weak on the email side, and they never text me.
We text me.
Well, there y'all go. So y'all know I got a worthy New Year's resolution.
We'll start texting you, check your email.
Yeah. Actually, I already got one of them.
Yeah.
Does anybody got anything else? All right, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Motion from Jamie, second from Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Hey.
Don't leave, Steve.
Hey, Verna.
Part of the intestine that they removed was a pathologic.
Came back that it was cancerous. He's gone for a PET scan today to see if it's anywhere else. And